welcome to the Sports Comedy Show. I am Paul, the Canadian host. Nick and the boys say, baby, you're out of time. And, well, baby, the Lakers and the Celtics, I think they're both out of time. We are going to do a basketball show, so I thought I'd start off with Rolling Stones. You guys like the Stones? And more importantly, are the Lakers and Celtics out of time? And they broke down 3-0. I think that's pretty much a done deal. All right. It is time for another episode of Talk Radio. As I mentioned, we're going to do some basketball. I'm kind of excited. Haven't done a basketball show since when I did the second round of the playoffs. And I've also updated the website. It's got my brackets on there. I'm going to have to do the new brackets now with the finals. But I'm going to talk about it. I'm going to tell you what I think. And, hey, you know, if you ever want to tell me what you think, send me an email, thesportscomedyshow@gmail.com. And who knows, maybe I'll talk about it here on the show. So, all right, basketball as it is, baby, you're out of time. I'm so sad. I'm bummed that the Lakers, I was really hoping they were going to win Game 3 and stay in the series, but it's pretty clear to see Denver is just on another level right now. And the very same thing with Miami against the Celtics. So what do you say we do some talk radio here on the Sports Comedy Network? All right. Thank you, Mick and the boys. And let's do a little basketball music. And you know what that means. You know this one. That's right. Y'all ready for this? I just love this song. Okay. So, let's start, you know, as much as I want to get into the Lakers and try to figure out what happened and where it went wrong, I'm going to start on the other side of the coin here. I'm going to start on the East. We're going to start with the Celtics and the Heat. And for good reason. As you saw, the Celtics got blown out again last night by the Heat. By the way, today is Monday. It's not Monday morning quarterback, but it is Monday, May 22nd. So, Celtics got blown out last night by the Heat in Miami. Should have seen it coming. Everybody kind of thought Boston was going to get back into it. Boston has just simply lost the ability to make baskets. And maybe that's Miami's defense. Maybe it's their pressure, but when you go from like 2 from 12, and I think they did that in the first half, on your threes, that's not going to get it done. And Boston has just gone stone cold this whole series, but so be it that happens. But here's where I want to start, is last night something happened that was just mind-boggling, and that was after the game. If you guys, I'm sure you guys probably heard, Magic Johnson, of all people, wanted to, stand up and take the floor and weigh in on the Celtics Heat series, and more importantly, weigh in on the Celtics. Did you guys see his tweet or his statement? So it was a tweet. He put one out there on Twitter. And if you didn't catch it, here's Magic Johnson after the Celtics game last night. In my 44 years of being associated with the NBA, I never thought I'd see the Boston Celtics team, a franchise with 17 championships, quit. I know Celtic fans all over the world must be disgusted and devastated. The Miami Heat blew them out 128-102 out of Game 3. Thank you, Magic. Thank you for jumping in. And letting us know that after 44 years of basketball, you were shocked to see that the Boston Celtics quit. Okay. So here's the... I got a chuckle. And let me see if I... Because I want to get the point very clear here of why this is on my mind and why this is just so out of line. oddly enough, nobody else is going to take my approach on this. Or I haven't heard anybody else yet. Everybody else is going to be like, yeah, Magic was right. Yeah, the Celtics quit. That's not the point. And I love Magic. And you know, I'm the biggest Magic fan around until now. Where does he get the audacity to step up after a Celtic game and be so frustrated that he's going to run to the platform and say a statement like that? Should somebody remind Magic that he plays for the Lakers? Now, if it was the Lakers and he wanted to make a stiff statement like that, that was his team, that's his organization. I don't even know if he's still an owner of it or not. Okay, you know, he's got that right. He's got no business, no right at all to make a statement on another team, let alone their nemesis, the Celtics. I mean, this to me is so out of line. It's not even funny. And yet nobody is going to take the stance that I'm taking on this, that Magic is the one who quit on respect, I guess. But I've come up with just the great soundbite for this, because he is so far out of line. You know what? Let's let Al Pacino say it for me. Go ahead, Al. Take it away.
Go free, then something really wrong is going on.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order. That man,
Al Pacino. Yes, Al Pacino says the court's out of order, you're out of order, there's something really, really wrong going on here, and I'm here to say the same thing about Magic Johnson. He's out of order, he's out of line, he has no business even opening his mouth, unless it's about the Lakers. I'm just shocked. Now, Magic, I mean, I don't know, personally, maybe he had a big bet. Maybe he had $1 million on the Celtics. He had to let out the frustration. You know, this isn't a pattern for Magic. I don't recall him ever going to Twitter and bashing another team, another game, or whatever. Not like that. I don't know where this came from the Magic Man, but it came. And so I've yet to watch all the major networks, and yeah, it's out there. They're all talking about what he said, but I'm just curious if I'm the only one that's going to say that the problem isn't the Celtics. The problem is Magic's comment. You know, talk about it. Just it doesn't. It's not appropriate. It doesn't make sense because he's not from that organization, and he's out of line. Okay, I think I've made my point. What do you think? Do you think Magic? I mean, do you agree with him? Think, oh, yeah, they quit, so he can say with that? Or do you think that he was so out of line that this is just, it was, I don't know, what's the word I'm looking for? It left me dumbfounded. It's uncalled for. We'll keep it simple. That's my take on Magic's comment on the Celtics game. okay, so let's get into the Celtics, to the Celtics Heat series. You know, I try to keep the show fun and upright, but that one just like I've been scratching my head all morning. Go, really, Magic? What? Something got a bug on him, but that happened. So anyway, Celtics and the Heat. The real story is Dr. Jimmy, and yes, Pete Townsend calls him Mr. Jim. Let's hear from the Who, because there's something about Jimmy Butler. He certainly is on another level. He certainly is the leader of this team, and he's certainly on the way back to the finals. That's because they call him Dr. Jimmy and Mr. Jim. All right, here we go. Go ahead, Pete. Tell us what it is.
Dr. Jimmy and Mr. Jim. Well, you don't notice him. He only comes out when I drink my gin.
Thank you, Pete. So that's Quadrophenia from The Who. So he says Dr. Jimmy only comes out when he drinks his gin. I don't think Jimmy Butler drinks gin. He comes out when his hair is nice and macrame'd or done in that nice fashion there. So I wonder if he does that himself or if he has somebody do that for him. That's when Dr. Jimmy comes out, and he is Mr. Jim, and he is the reason why the Celtics have laid an egg. Is it the pressure? Is it the defense? You want to know what I think, to be honest? It's the muscle. This man is probably pound for pound the strongest or most dominant man in basketball. Giannis may have a good fight in that conversation, but he's bigger too. But Jimmy Butler is just a brute. He's a brute on the inside on defense, and he's a brute on the inside on offense. And it's stymied the Celtics, and it's stymied the whole team. You know, Jaylen Brown, Marcus Smart, Tatum, all these guys, they just have not been able to simply make shots. These things happen. Certainly, you know, I mean, they hope they don't happen in the playoffs, but it's just one team rising as the other team is falling. And it is a little bit of a shocker because I picked the Celtics. In my bracket on the webpage, I had the Celtics going to the finals and winning. And I really thought Jason Tatum was the MVP this year. Not Joel Embiid, though I love Joel and I'm glad he got it. But at any rate, Tatum has just not been lackluster. Smart has been non-productive. I could go on and on. But the reason being is because Dr. Jimmy and Mr. Jim, he's done it. And he's got a funny cast with him. Sure, Bam Adebayo's a big boy. But he's got some of these other guys like Max Strauss and Caleb Martin. And these guys are, you know, they weren't even draft picks. But they're coming on strong. Same with Gabe Vincent. And Kyle Lowry's even helping out. I don't know what to say, how they've done it. But here's something that I do know, or I have seen in this series. They don't quit. And not to get on that magic thing. When I mean they don't quit, they keep coming back. Because those first two games in Boston had some good leads. They went on at like a 22-2 run. But then right after that, guess what? Miami did the same thing, like a 19-2 run. And they just keep coming back. And that's a sign that's just, you know, a sign of a champion. So Miami is just shocked them. I'm in shock because Magic's out of line. And I chose the Celtics. I thought they were going to go to the finals. I was hoping to see a Celtic-Laker final. That's not going to happen. And it's because Dr. Jimmy and the man, I don't know if he drinks gin. You know, he's such a jaw slapper. He loves to talk. He's very competitive. That's just him. So congratulations to Miami. They're up 3-0. It's not over, but it's over. Who knows? Maybe Boston can win a game or two. You know, the Heat, and I'm also going to congratulate Pat Riles because they got the general manager who brings together the people. And that's why your Miami Heat, remember they beat Milwaukee, they beat a hot Knicks team, and now they're beating Celtics. They're just destroying the Celtics because of Dr. Jimmy. Okay, thank you, Pete. So that is from Quadrophenia there, if anybody cares. By the way, all the sound bites are courtesy of YouTube sound bites. And I get my stats and stuff right there off Yahoo, although there's 1,000 different sites out there. I use them all. So that's what's going on there in the East. Hey, guess what? While we're on the East, let's do something that I love to do in the playoffs, and it's that time because, as you know, in the playoffs, the winners go on, and the losers, well, you know where they go. What about the 76ers? I was bummed. I, as much as I wanted the Celtics, I didn't want to see the Sixers lose. They went to a game seven. They almost made it to the semifinals, but the Celtics were still hot, or they didn't go ice cold yet, and tore it apart in that second half. So Celtics move on. So the Sixers go home. So it's that time. You know what that means. When you go home, we have to, you know, flush you away. And there goes your 76ers. Right down the toilet. All right, so while we're on that topic, here's another one. Might as well get them all off my chest. The Sixers fired Doc Rivers the next day or after they lost the Game 7 in Boston. I strongly disagree with that. Also, earlier, the Milwaukee Bucks, they fired their coach after they lost the first round. That one, I truly do not get at all. That was a serious blunder, in my opinion. I know Doc Rivers has had a history of coming and going and not winning a Game 7, but let me remind the Philadelphia organization a couple things here. They were one game away from going to the semifinals, okay? They lost to a Celtic team that, quite frankly, was better by record and just more depth. That's an opinion. Let's also keep in mind the 76ers, Joel Embiid, and this happens every playoffs. It's frustrating. He was not healthy. He might have missed a game or two in that as well. I think he missed a game and they won, actually, if my memory serves me correctly. But he clearly wasn't what he normally is. And because they lost, and you know, keep in mind the Sixers won in the first round. Sure, they took down the Nets, but it's not like they had an early exit like the Bucks. And they took the Celtics to a Game 7, and now you're going to fire Doc Rivers because he didn't make it to the semifinals or to the finals. I disagree with that. I think Doc is – I don't think there's a better coach out there than Doc for the Sixers. That's my thought. Hey, now, if you disagree, send me an email, thesportscommyshow@gmail.com. Or you can just agree. Or you go, yeah. Or you can say, oh, what the hell. Let's move on. You know, it is the Sports Comedy Show. I try to keep it fun and light. Remember, it is mainstream sports served with a side of comedy. So with that being said, got a great soundbite for one of the league's most promising and upcoming players. You guys all know John Morant, right? And, well, I'm sure you heard what happened the other day. Season's over for him. But, you know, Ja, once again, let Steve Tyler tell us. Ja Morant's got a gun. Apparently, he likes to, you know, show it. He likes to wave it around. To be quite frank, when in doubt, he whips it out. Here's a little comedy, though, because Ja can't keep that thing holstered. He's got that big gun, and he just wants to show it around. And now he's got the league on. Oh, we can't have that. Well, that's the NBA we live in. Then I thought I'd play a little Jamie's Got a Gun, because Ja's got a gun, and who knows how that story's going to end up. Then let's just hear a little bit of Steve Tyler. All right, so that's for Ja. I'm going to leave it at that. I'm not going to weigh in. Like everybody else said, oh, this is tragic. Ja needs to learn his lesson. Well, yeah, he'll learn his lesson when he learns his lesson. Let's get back into the playoffs. I thought that was kind of a little fun sidekick there to do it. Okay, so we talked about the East. We talked about the Celtics. We talked about how the Sixers didn't make it. We flushed them away. We talked about, you know, Doc Rivers, the Sixers purely reacting to losing a seven-game series. What else did we talk about? Oh, yes, that's right. We talked about the man who's out of line. should we go back? I can do the whole show on that, just going over and over. Magic. Well, you know, I wonder if he drinks. Maybe, yeah, I don't know. I just, I, still, still unbelievable. So we talked about Magic, you know, out of line. And let's move over to the West, because oddly enough, the story is very similar between the Lakers and Denver, similar to the Heat and Celtics, because it's 3-0 Denver, and the Lakers are in the same boat as the Celtics. They're out of time, as Mick Jagger said in the beginning. Remember, we caught a little Mick Jagger and the Stones? That goes back to the Metamorphosis album. Let's catch that one more time. This is for the Lakers. Okay, so the Lakers are out of time. So I'm going to talk a little bit about the Lakers and the whole scenario here. First thing is, it's frustrating and it's a bummer. And, you know, if Magic wanted to throw that statement towards anybody, he should throw it to his own team. But the point being is they didn't go ice cold like the Celtics from the shooting, from the three-point line. Denver out-muscled them on the inside, and that's kind of odd because it's kind of hard to out-muscle Anthony Davis, but the Joker sure has. And if anybody's kind of gone into a shell, if the last person you'd expect to go into a shell, that is King LeBron. He I don't know what happened with him or what's going on, but he wants to participate in this three-point shooting game that, you know, that happens all the time in the NBA and in the playoffs, and especially in this series here. But so if he's missed, I think, like in two or three games in a row, he would miss two or three. He would take two threes and miss them both, and that was it. And it's like for the rest of the game, he pretty much passed. And the point I'm trying to establish here is, and this I put on the Laker coach, that's not his strength. Yes, he's a good shooter. Yes, he's got the most points, but he's the king. He needs to drive. He needs to drive in the early in the game, and he needs to drive throughout the game, and he needs to drive in the end of the game instead of trying to make a three-point shot or trying to set up somebody. Because when he drives, he gets fouled. He makes the magic plays. Even if he doesn't score, he gets to the line. That is his strong point. And it bums me out that the Laker coach could not, you know, get this through to him. Hey, I don't want you shooting threes. That's not your job. Same with Anthony Davis. I think in game two, he made one three. And so he then went ahead and shot three other threes that he missed. That's not his strength, his strong points. That's what Austin Reeves there for. That's what, Schroeder's there for. Let these guys do that. James needs to drive. And Anthony Davis needs to play the inside game. But it didn't happen. And because of that, Denver got hot. The Lakers kind of hung in there. It's not like they got blown out. But it was only a matter of time before Denver came around. And not just the Joker. It was Jamal Murray. But while we're talking about Denver, because, you know, they're in the Mile High City, there's, you know, just a bunch of country boys up there. So I thought I'd play a little John Denver in honor of the Denver Nuggets, who's going to the finals for the first time in their career. Go ahead, John, take it away. Nature all filled with an easy cut guitar. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing. You believe those Nuggets? Bunch of country boys. I'm a country boy. There ain't a bigger country boy than Nikola Jokic, that's for sure. That's just one big redneck right there. But, you know, good for them. Congratulations to them. It's more than just them and Jamal Murray. Porter's been big. Gordon's been big. They've got they don't have a big, deep bench. They've got a strong five. They even got Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, former Laker. And they've out-muscled the Lakers on the inside. And even when they were not hot on the outside, they stayed in the games. Once they got hot on the outside, they took over the games. And this last game here in the Staples or the Crypto or whatever they call it, that they really flexed their muscle and showed them that right now they are the better team. And just like Miami, right now is the better team against Boston. So Denver, I'm kind of bummed because the Lakers kind of got off track here. They had such a great win over Golden State, but it was not to, I was hoping that hot hand would carry into this series. No, Denver is up 3-0, and I'm quite sure it's pretty close to over. It's over. But, you know, let's whip out the thank you, John Denver, your old country boy, you. God, I wish he was still alive. I liked him. I could see him being a Vegas act today if he was still alive, but it doesn't work that way. So, at any rate, I'm going to flush away a team in the West. You know who I'm going to flush away? Remember Sacto, Golden State Sacto. That was a hell of a series. Sacto, did they have the best record or the second best record? Everybody thought they were going to do it. They went up 2-0. But the Splash Brothers came back because they were flashed, as I put in my story back then. So let's flush away those Sacramento Kings. Box right down the toilet. Hey, you know what though, Sacto? Hold your head high. You guys had a good year. You guys were a damn good team. Just because you didn't win a championship or make it to the finals, don't be ashamed. And then let's flush one more, because the Flash, the Splash that was flashed against the Sacto team was not flashed against that Laker team. And that was, you know, such a great thing for the Lakers. But Steph, the champ, and the Splash Brothers, they lost to the Lakers. So guess what? They go. That's right. There goes your Golden State Warriors, the champs, right down the toilet. Because it's the playoffs. And that's what we do here on the Sports Comedy Show. The winners go on, and the losers, well, they go down the drain. Hopefully they don't plug up the toilet. Okay, so we got a couple, flushes there. Some of the losers talked about how Denver is just right now hotter than hell. So it's, you know, the bummer here's, okay, the next little tidbit I'll get into is I was hoping, and I'm quite sure many others and the big media companies were as well, we're hoping that we're going to have a Lakers-Celtic rematch. Just because there's nothing more intense in sports than the Lakers Celtics. It's even bigger than the Yankees Dodgers. But unfortunately, it doesn't look like it's going to happen. And just kind of bummed that's not the point. But the point is, it's Denver for the first time will be in the finals. And they're going to go up against Miami. Not for the first time. They were there a couple years. I think they lost to the Lakers on the COVID year, 2020, I think. It's been a while since the Heat has won a championship. They did it back with the Shaq era. But I'm happy for Pat Riles, because Riles is an organization man, and he's got depth, and that's why that team is going on to the finals. So now let's get to the point, because Denver will be a slight favorite. They won't be a big favorite, but they'll be a favorite. And probably most people are going to lean that way. And they're probably the better team. But I'll tell you what I think. I think Dr. Jimmy doesn't need to drink the gin, because I think he's going to do it again. I think Dr. Jimmy's the real thing. I think Miami Heat is going to win a championship this year. As tough as Denver is, and as hard as it's going to be. And the reason I say it is because Miami keeps coming back. Denver's going to take a lead. They're going to probably win the first game or two, and they're going to probably go up. But guarantee you, Miami will turn it around. So I am going to choose the Miami Heat to take down the Denver Nuggets in the finals. That's right. Dr. Jimmy. That braided hair, he's gonna do it. All right, thank you. One more time. So that's who I'm predicting. I'm predicting the Miami Heat's going to beat the Denver Nuggets in the finals. You know, wouldn't it be funny if one of those, the Lakers or Celtics, one of them actually came back? But I don't think a team has ever been down three games and come back in the NBA. And I don't think it's going to happen now either. So that ain't going to happen. So let's not even go down that road. Okay, guys, that's been your NBA semifinal preview or show. I had a fun time doing it. I hope I threw it enough sound bites to keep it fun and fresh. And, you know, I'm still scratching my head over Magic Johnson. So, you know, I'm going to let Al Pacino do it because he does it better than me. Because I just think he's out of order. Go ahead, Al, tell us. There we go.
If he's allowed to go free, then something really wrong is going on.
Mr. Kirkland, you are out of order.
You're out of order. You're out of order. The whole trial is out of order. They're out of order. That man.
All right. Thank you, Al Pacino. That's my thought on this show is, Magic Johnson, you are out of order. And one last thing before I wrap it up. It'll be interesting to see if anybody else has the nerve or the ability to stand up and say what I just said. And I do understand a lot of these guys on the big networks, they probably don't have the ability to speak their mind freely. But I do. And that's one of the cool things about the Sports Comedy Show. It's, you know, I can speak my mind. And how often do I go off on a rant in a negative fashion? But boy, that one surely deserved it. All right, guys. I am Paul Salerno, the creator and host of the Sports Comedy Show. I want to thank you and have a good day, and we'll catch you soon.